name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Mary was a girl, young and small, from a village that could be swallowed by the dust and never missed. Nazareth. It carried no weight then, that name. It's like a whisper of a place. Yet she sang a song that bent the arc of time, that wound through deserts and oceans and the lives of men until it found us here, the Magnificat. It's not a hymn of soft joy. It's a fire, an upheaval, the kind of truth that scorches the earth to make it fertile again. She sang it in the house of Elizabeth, her cousin, her shelter, her one mirror in a world that would not see her. Elizabeth was a woman of years, her life carved with the slow, deliberate strokes of waiting. Wife to Zechariah, the high priest of the year, she bore the weight of silence and the desolation of her people at that time, a life shaped by unanswered prayers. Yet she came to Mary, became to her as a refuge, a living sanctuary where the impossible was believed. In Elizabeth, Mary found not just a cousin, but a witness, a soul who could hold the strangeness of God's work without flinching. Elizabeth's joy was a balm to Mary. Her words were a blessing. Her home, a place where Mary's fragile courage could take root and even grow. Together they stood as two flames against the gathering dark, their faith an answer to the world's disbelief. Imagine there, Mary, trembling from the weight of that angel's words, a girl still learning the contours of courage. And then Elizabeth, her own soul stretched and filled by grace. Elizabeth greeted her with a kind of welcome that breaks open the heart. "Blessed are you among women," she proclaimed. And her voice was a balm. Even the child in her womb, a prophet waiting to be born, leapt at the sound of Mary's voice. For a moment, they were a sanctuary. For a moment, Mary's courage was met with understanding, and the world seemed to tilt towards something good. Mary's joy was no soft thing. It was hewn from the knowledge of risk. The roads of Nazareth were not kind to women with stories too strange to be believed. An unexplained pregnancy was a brand, a mark that burned hot with the scorn of her neighbors. There was Joseph, his own yes, trembling like a reed in the wind, his protection, the thin line between her and her ruin. Without him, she might have been lost before her child drew breath. And yet, even this was not the greatest cost of her yes. That lay ahead. In the years that Simeon's prophecy shadowed like a vulture, a sword will pierce your own soul, he said to her. And the words lodged deep. She would bear her son, not just into life, but into death, into the rejection of the world. And yet she poured into him a vision of God's justice that could not be silenced. She sang of it on this day. The mighty cast down, the lowly raised, the hungry filled, and the proud left empty. Her song was a map, and her son would follow it to the end. The Magnificat is not a sweet song. It's a hymn of upheaval, like earth being churned to get ready for seed. Mary does not whisper to God. She proclaims that God is the one who overturns, and her words are like a churning device. Whatever you do to break up the soil, in breaking apart the world to reveal what it could be. And what does it mean to magnify the Lord then? Not to enlarge as with a magnifying glass, but to make space, to, I think, step aside and let God's will rush in like a flood. Let it fill the cracks of our broken world and wash away the debris of what's been left behind. Mary does this. She lets God's purpose take root in her flesh and in her spirit. Her yes is not submission, it's transformation in submission. In surrendering to God, she finds the fullness of herself. This is the paradox that's difficult to escape. To give ourselves away is to find who we truly are. Rowan Williams put it wonderfully in preaching on Mary's song at the shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham. He said, "A magnifying glass is also a burning glass." Mary gave birth to a child who would one day say that he had come to cast fire upon the earth. In magnifying the Lord, she gives room for the Spirit to descend, to come upon her, to work in every moment of the life of her son, to fall upon the disciples in tongues of fire. When God is given room, the Spirit begins to burn, to consume what holds us back from our own joy. We're called to look beyond the immediate danger to the longer hope and the possibility that Our Lady's words speak of, to the promise that by the fiery spirit of Mary's son, the face of the earth may be renewed and the glory of God's children might be revealed. It was just beautiful. For centuries, we've looked to her, this girl from nowhere, this mother of everything. And her song still calls to us. It does not let us rest. It bids us to make room, to become vessels for God who upends our lives, that churns our lives and our world. It calls us to magnify the Lord, to let the fire of the Spirit burn through all that is false in us, to let it renew what is left. So it's not just her song, it's ours, if we will sing it too. It's also the cry of the poor who will be lifted, the song of the hungry that will be filled, and it's a sign of the pride that will crumble like ash. It's a fire that consumes and refines, and that spirit that hovered over Mary, that overshadowed her, hovers still, waiting for an ignition to set the world ablaze with the justice and love of God. And we, like Mary, are called to carry it too, to carry that tune, to let it burn until the light cannot be ignored. And so on this Advent Sunday, may we, like Mary, become vessels wide and deep, preparing a place this Christmas for the presence of God to pour in until it overflows. And then may we carry that light, that burning, fierce, and unyielding force into the dark corners of a weary world. And in doing so, may we magnify the Lord, not with noise, not with spectacle, but with the quiet, steady flame of lives given over to something greater, to the God who made us and loves us and will make us whole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.